Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning, the first day of spring, even though it might not look or feel like it right now, but it is. And we will take your calls at 508-996-0500. It is Alien Abduction Day, so we will get into some of that. But right now, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you, Shawnee?
Oh, all right. My back's really sore today.
Before we get into anything else, I want to let you know that I got a message from Taylor Cormier yesterday as you were talking about having some things that you were looking to sell and get appraised. He said if you have any records, he's happy to come and take a look at them, any record albums.
Oh, all right. But how do I tell him about it?
If you have some, let me know, and I'll pass your info on to him.
Yeah, I do. So I got two, containers full of those big ones.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? It wasn't the old ones. They're the ones that they played. You know, they still can play them if you have the machine.
Not the 78s.
No, but they're big and they're black. They're round.
So, a record album.
Not 45s. What's the next one?
33 and a third.
It must be that one, right?
33 and a third, Revolutions per Monkey. Sorry, no, I was getting wrapped up in something. I will let him know. It sounds like you have what he's looking for. As long as they're not the big old 78s. He doesn't usually collect those.
No, I don't have those. Those were heavy too, weren't they?
Yeah.
My grandmother had those. Yeah, so what do you want me to do about that?
I will pass.
I was gonna bring them down to what do you call that place in Fairhaven. But I never have the time to do it. Every time I don't know when they're open and all that.
Well, Taylor will be happy to come and take a look.
All right. How do you want me to do it now?
I'll pass your number on to him.
All right. That's good. So anyway, I was going to ask you something. You know, because I dream sometime too. You know, I play Mega Millions and Powerball when it gets real big. Is it legal if you wanted to open something up like a restaurant? Like I think I would, because everybody's into the tattoos now.
Mm-hmm.
I would open up something like called Ink, and it wouldn't be a tattoo parlor. It would be just people that waited on the people and that worked. They would have to have ink. You know what I mean?
You'd actually want people showing off their tattoos. Most restaurants make people cover up their tattoos.
No, I would do a whole place because there's so much into that, that I would make a place. I would, it would go over big time.
Yeah, I think it would.
And I would make my own menu, you know what I mean? I got real good taste. I'd make it really nice. But I'd have to hit the Mega Millions or the Powerball to do it.
Well, I mean, do you play? You can't win if you don't play, right?
Oh, yeah, I play. Mm-hmm. I got to get some more because nobody hit yesterday.
Then there you go. Maybe your ticket will come in, your numbers will come in, and that dream will come true now that you've put it out there into the universe.
Someone else will pick it up now. So, Tim, listen.
I got to make you a partner then.
Hey, listen. Before you do the alien, if you've got time, well, anyway, when you have time, can you get the numbers last night?
The lottery numbers? What is this, 1985? I have to give the lottery numbers on the radio? What was the game?
Because you know I'm not good at it.
What was the game last night? Which one?
Mega Millions.
Because I don't keep track of them. So I just wait until I see all the news stories that are like, it's a $250 bazillion jackpot. And then I'm like, okay, I'll go buy one ticket. So the Mega Millions numbers for last night, 24, 46, 49. I'm only going to tell you the rest of these if you promise to give me some if you won.
I will.
Okay. So 24, 46, 49, 62, 66, and the last one was 7, and it was a 2X megaplier.
The numbers are all high.
24, 46, 49, 62, 66, and then 7.
Tim, I got to thank you. I got to ask you a question, though. You know, it never goes off anymore till it hits a billion. And I'm wondering about that. I don't know if this is fixed or what.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Mega Millions has been not pop it off until it hits a billion.
I think it's just a matter of as it's expanded into more states, there's more people playing. So, you know, I don't know. I have no idea. I just know from what people have told me, and I don't know how much any of this is true or if it's just, you know, gambler superstition, but they always say you're much better off if you pick your own numbers instead of getting a quick pick.
Oh, all right.
I don't
sometimes
know if it's true.
I mix it up.
I don't know
sometimes
if it's true.
I mix it up. Yeah, sometimes I mix it up. Get some quick picks and pick your numbers, but it's tough to get it. You're going to be real lucky.
I guess
all right.
So. Well, I wish you luck, and I hope that when it grows again, you win and you can open up your restaurant.
All right. Give Taylor my number for the records.
I will.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I don't really play the lottery. Like sometimes I'll be in the store and I'll be buying something for cash. Like if I go in and I buy something and it comes to, you know, $3.98 and I get back $1.02 in change, I'll be like, give me a dollar scratch ticket with that dollar. But generally, I'm not a big gambler. Like I've gone to the casino with my parents when I first turned 21. Or maybe I was like 22 or 23. Yeah, I must have been a little older because I was already living out on my own, which I think I was 23 when I moved out on my own. So I had never bothered to go when I turned 21. And they brought me and I didn't really gamble much. And then I didn't go to a casino again I didn't go to a casino again. When I was in New Orleans, I went to one for a little while, and on the cruise ship, I visited the casino, but I didn't go back to Foxwoods for like 20 years, over 20 years. And then I've gone for concerts, but just gambling doesn't interest me. I just, I don't know. But, you know, the occasional I'll buy a ticket, or if the jackpot gets really big, I'll go buy. And I'm guilty of doing the quick pick. And it's fun to imagine what will happen if you win and if you have the money. And I can tell you that when I used to do the Saturday afternoon Money Matters show with Jose Matos, back when I used to be his producer, he always told me, because we had a bunch of big jackpots that came up during that time, and he always told me, if you win, your first call should be to me. Before you call any of your family members and tell them that you won, before you call your significant other and tell them that you won, your first call should be to me. Because so many lottery winners don't know how to handle it. Like when you think about it, if there's a jackpot, maybe not every day, but if there's a, let's just say there's, you know, 30 serious jackpots every year that somebody wins of over $1 million. Wouldn't we have a lot of millionaires around? Between Mega Millions and, you know, the national games and the state games. Wouldn't we have a lot of millionaires around? The problem is the people that win, first of all, they don't realize how much they get to cough up in taxes. But then they don't manage that money very well because they've never had that kind of money. So they don't know how to manage it, so they blow it all. I saw a statistic, and I don't know where I saw it, and I don't even know when it was that I saw it to tell you if it's even still accurate. But I saw a statistic that said, you know, a majority, I don't remember the exact percentage, but a majority of lottery winners blow through their lottery winnings within 10 years. So if you do win, be the smart one. Talk to a financial advisor. Get somebody who's going to tell you, no, you shouldn't go buy that. No, you shouldn't do that. Because the biggest problem is they, if you take the lump sum, I suppose that helps you out. But if you take the annuity payments, everybody gets in over their head. Well, I'm going to go get a big mansion and a new car and a boat. No, but you only got $40,000 this year out of your lottery winnings. So now you've just put yourself in a couple of million dollars worth of debt. Granted, the money is coming in, but you haven't paid it off yet. So it's, and then of course you've got all the people who are like, they tell all their family members, if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to take care of you. Okay, well now you won, and they're looking for you to keep your word. I always said that if I won, I would do three things. I would buy myself a house. Doesn't have to be anything fancy or extravagant, but I would buy myself a house, preferably an old haunted Victorian. I would buy myself a car, and I'm probably going to get a Hellcat or something like that, and a motorcycle. So four things. And then I'm going to start a business that can be successful and self-sustaining. That's it. Those are the three things or four things I'm going to do. Then put the rest of the money away and don't give me access to it. Let my financial advisor give me an allowance. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'm sure we all know the person that, you know, won the lottery. Yes, Everett in New Bedford. I did just drop a Monkees reference. It's actually not to an album, though. It's to a television special. 33 and a third revolutions per monkey. It's bonkers. If you've never seen it, you can watch it on YouTube. You thought Head, their movie Head, was strange. Written by Jack Nicholson, by the way. But you thought that movie was strange. 33 and a third revolutions per monkey is even stranger because that aired on network television after the Monkees series had been over. So anyway. Yeah, we probably all know somebody who won the lottery, and what they do the next day, they went out and bought more lottery tickets. And you always say, what's the chances? You already won a big jackpot. What's the chances you're going to win again? Listen, I know a guy who used to come into the diner where I worked. He won over $1 million on a scratch ticket. Went back the very next day and kept buying scratch tickets. And ended up hitting again. I don't remember if it was for another million or if it was for 500,000, but he hit again. So I guess some people just have all the luck. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here and we'll be back in just a few moments.
We have
See, if you're not really familiar with the lyrics, you don't realize that that song's actually about aliens, right? It's about being abducted by aliens. Although in this particular case, sounds like Dennis DeYoung went willingly. It was not a, it's not an abduction per se. It was more like the end of Close Encounters where he chose to go. But it is Alien Abduction Day, and we're going to get into that. But if you want to have something for your Easter Sunday that is out of this world, well, then you want to stop by Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shops. Easter is always a special time of year, and what makes it even more special are the delights that come out of the ovens at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. They're going to be baking up all your favorites this year. Nadas, lemon cream cake, carrot cake, pies, all of their Portuguese breads and pops, their fresh-made chicken tuna salads, and of course, that's chicken salad and tuna salad, not together. You can mix them together if you want. I've done it. It's not bad. But they'll have those as well as their homemade casserole that is pulled rather than chunks to make the perfect tasty sandwich on those fresh-baked Portuguese pops from Sunrise Bakery. So stop in, get yourself those morning treats to get your Easter Sunday started off right. You know, a little something to nibble on before you head out to church or to have when you come back from sunrise service. And then, of course, the tuna salad, the chicken salad, the casserole, those great sandwiches to make an easy Easter lunch so that you don't have to worry about cooking anything before that big Easter dinner later on. And Sunrise will be open on Easter Sunday from 5 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. First come, while supplies last. So check out Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford, and they make any day a special day over at Sunrise. And today, speaking of special days, is Alien Abduction Day. And I don't know how you feel about alien abduction stories. I honestly, for the longest time, didn't believe any of them. It seemed to me like it was, I didn't think it was people just looking for attention, like so many feel. God, that guy in the Jeep, man, he does not know how to drive. Every day, speeding with a kid in the car. Anyway, the stories that I heard from people didn't sound like folks that just were looking for attention, like so many people accuse them of. And it didn't sound like people that have a mental illness, like so many people accuse them of. It sounded to me like people who had a legitimate belief, but I just didn't think that that belief was true. Because I don't really believe it or not, in aliens. Beings from another planet, extraterrestrial biological entities that are coming from another planet to this planet to visit us. I've had the good fortune to interview Neil deGrasse Tyson a couple of times, and he has explained to me why he feels, and you know, Neil likes to ruin everything, but he explained to me why he told me I can call him Neil too, so that's with his permission. But the physical, biological matter, as we understand it, couldn't survive the distances that it would need to travel to get here. But I've thought that the experiences people have are real, at least to them, they are real. So what is that cause? Is it something earthly? Is it something time travel wise? Are these actually future human beings that are coming back? And probably my pet theory on this, if I have to have one, if you're going to force me into saying, well, what do you really think they are? I guess if I had to pick one, I would say it's some sort of intelligence outside of human intelligence that does exist that manifests in a way that people will react and understand. It's a boogeyman. It's our modern boogeyman. And this greater intelligence manifests itself in different ways. Once upon a time, it was the fairies that people would encounter in the forests. And as people began to not, and you know, other mystical beings, and as people began to not believe that and say, well, that's just ridiculous. Those don't exist. Well, then it had to manifest in a different way. And I think that intelligence manifested as ghosts in a lot of cases. And then as people became unafraid of ghosts because we had technological devices or at least attempts at technology to try to quantify and qualify it and measure it, we said, well, it's really not anything that to be scared of. It's just something we don't understand. And so they have to keep making that boogeyman change with the modern times. And in 1947, when the first UFO wave started, now UFOs have been seen since the 1600s, right here in Massachusetts was the first UFO sighting in the New World by a European. The Native Americans saw things in the sky for generations before. But really, in modern times, we need a modern boogeyman, and something flying to us from another planet is that modern boogeyman. But I'm not discounting these experiences that people have, because I've just heard and talked to too many people now that have had physical signs, physical reactions, physical manipulations, like Jim Andre, a guy from Acushnet, who told us the story on Spooky South Coast about how he was abducted by aliens and returned to Earth with a tattoo, an alien tattoo, that he didn't have before he went up. So there are stories out there that make you scratch your head. As CNC Music Factory said, things that make you go, hmm. Right now, though, I've got to give way to somebody who I'm pretty sure may be an alien, but I haven't been able to prove it yet. Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Voters have their say in more presidential primaries. Abortions on the rise in the United States, and intermittent fasting could pose health risks.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Five states held presidential primaries on Tuesday, as President Biden and Donald Trump have already secured the nominations of their respective parties and won all five states. The attention shifted to a handful of down-ballot races. In Ohio, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is the projected winner of the GOP nomination for Senate, as he looks to unseat Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November. The Senate race is key if Republicans want to take control of the chamber next year. Negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says administration officials are working to strike a deal to release hostages held by Hamas and surge humanitarian aid into Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Abortions are up in the U.S. despite recent bans in more than a dozen states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. A report out Tuesday from the pro-abortion rights group, the Guttmacher Institute, found there were more than a million abortions nationwide in 2023, a 10% jump since 2020, and the highest number in a decade. An Uber driver in Texas is suspended from driving for the rideshare service pending the outcome of an investigation into a deadly accident. Uber says they blocked the driver's access to their platform for now and are assisting with the investigation. On Sunday night, the driver dropped off a family at an apartment complex and reportedly ran over their one-year-old girl as he started to drive away. And intermittent fasting is a popular weight loss technique, but it could be a health risk. The American Heart Association on Monday announced a study showing adults on an 8-hour restricted eating schedule had a 91% higher chance of cardiovascular disease than those who ate normally. Intermittent fasting did not, however, increase the risk of death from any cause.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins beat the Ottawa Senators 6-2 last night. They welcome the New York Rangers to TD Garden on Thursday, and the Celtics host the Milwaukee Bucks at the Garden tonight at 7:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. We're starting out the day with mostly cloudy skies, temperatures around 40, breezy conditions. As we head into the afternoon, plenty of sunshine. The temperatures will rebound nicely in the lower 50s with a southwesterly breeze up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of rain will develop under cloudy skies, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine is back. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
So as you know, with the Spooky South Coast program, my co-host is Matt Moniz, who is a scientist by trade and is someone who is also a UFO abductee. He is someone who has been taken on, you know, as he tells it, many occasions. And he actually became a ufologist because of those experiences and studied a particular trend in abduction cases. People who are taken by UFOs meet someone on the ship and then later meet that person on Earth. And they don't know that they met them on the ship. You know what I mean? Because the memories are foggy and fuzzy, but then they're like, I know you from somewhere. And then come to find out they were both abducted. And that's because, according to Moniz, whatever these beings are that are abducting them are playing matchmaker, putting them together. He also focuses on cases where people have been abducted together. You know, a husband and a wife, maybe. Both taken. And then there's the curious case, you know, the curious questions that come up with, well, if a husband is abducted and he's in bed with the wife, why doesn't the wife realize the husband is gone? And there seems to always be an answer for those questions. Oh, well, that's because the aliens make it so that they don't realize that the person's gone, or they just abduct the consciousness, or all these different things that, like, people will use to explain it and twist themselves into pretzels. But a lot of that is why I think that it's something that is not a physical extraterrestrial being from another planet. I've had things that have happened to me when I was younger that I never really talked about, and when I mentioned them to Moniz, he was like, do you want to know what I think it is? And I was like, no, I don't want to know. But I don't think that I was taken aboard a ship and taken anywhere else. I just know that, you know, missing time and ending up in places that I don't know how I got there. Which is the story of Betty and Barney Hill, the first real UFO abduction story to make it out there into the media. At a time, you know, in the mid-60s, an interracial couple in New Hampshire were not seeking publicity. So, you know, things like that make me scratch my head. You know, Lonnie Zamora, who had the Socorro UFO incident, he's in law enforcement. He has every reason not to go public with his story, but yet he still did. So some of these make me scratch my head. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. You know, that's happened to me before. I don't know if I was abducted, but I mean, I've been someplace. I've gone someplace, and I always think I have been there before. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, that's kind of like a deja vu type thing, or like, yeah. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, and my parents swear this didn't happen, but I remember one day waking up outside in another neighborhood. So I was about 4 years old, and somehow I got out of the house and I was in another neighborhood, and somebody found me and asked me what my parents' phone number was. And the only number I could remember was my grandfather's number. So they called my grandfather, who lived, you know, a little bit down the road, and he picked me up and brought me home. And my parents say that that never happened, but it's very vivid in my mind, and it wasn't a dream.
It took you right out of your window.
It's maybe, maybe so. And I also had, you know, I had these dreams when I was same age, living in the same house. And in my dream, when I would go into my bedroom, which I never really liked to sleep in my room, I would go into bed to be put down. And by the time, you know, it got to be late, I would be sneaking into my parents' room because I didn't like to sleep in my room. But in the dream, there would be like a ramp going down into my room. And and there was a sarcophagus next to my door. And if I stepped on the wrong board on that ramp, the sarcophagus would pop open and there'd be a mummy in there that was going to get me. And it happened in the dream, and I pulled the gauze of the mummy, and it unraveled, and the mummy was actually Beau Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. Now, keep in mind, this is like 1982, so the Dukes of Hazzard was pretty popular back then.
Yeah.
But, and so then I was like, oh, you're just Beau Duke. You're my friend. I like you. And he's like, yeah, I'm Beau Duke. You can trust me. Like, let's hang out. And when I told that to Matt Moniz, he was like, well, you know that when the aliens take you, they disguise themselves as these, you know, these benevolent figures. Like, so it'll be your favorite TV character or your favorite cartoon character or your imaginary friend or all that. And I was like, please don't tell me anymore. I don't want to know anymore.
You know what? I've told you this before, though, but on our front lawn, like in the morning, there was like a big, like the grass was real green, but like a white circle all around the front of it. And that happened with my cousin out in North Carolina. Same thing, and he showed me a picture of it. So what would that be?
Well, sometimes some people say that they're you know, like crop circles, but other people call them fairy rings. They've been going on for a long time, and there's some sort of, you know, meteorological explanation people have for it, but I don't know the specifics of it.
And then it's gone the next day.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange.
It's just something that happens. Yeah. That's why they call it a fairy ring. It's supposedly the fairies were dancing in a circle.
Fairy tale.
And then the grass pops back up after a little while.
Oh, okay. I'll watch for that.
Yeah, keep an eye out for those fairies.
Yeah, I will. All right. Have a good day.
You as well.
See you later, Tim.
And remember, bye-bye. if you catch a fairy, is it good luck? Are they supposed to give you any wishes like a leprechaun does? I don't know. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We are getting a little bit weird today because it is Alien Abduction Day. And I have talked to lots of people who have had UFO encounters, abduction experiences over the years. None more deeply and intensely than a man named Jim Wittenberger. Jim Wittenberger had multiple experiences with alien abduction during the course of his childhood and living in Ohio. And I interviewed him over the course, it was 7 hours over the course of two different interviews. And this man never wavered from his story, never wavered from any of the details. He had a tendency to repeat himself, but I've heard him doing other interviews. He's never changed his story, because what he's telling is the truth as he believes it. And these experiences happened and then were suppressed through the work of these aliens, allegedly. And it wasn't until he did regression not that long ago that these stories all came to the forefront. And that's a common story that happens with supposed alien abductees. Then you get somebody like Calvin Parker, who was taken in the Pascagoula UFO incident. And he didn't tell his story for years. We had him on Spooky South Coast right when he really started opening up and sharing that story with people. Now, the person who was abducted with him, a coworker he was out fishing with, he talked about it no problem. He was talking about it the next day. He was going on television shows and the news and everything. And, you know, Calvin just kind of kept his mouth shut as he watched people tear apart this guy that was with him, because in the 70s, that's what people did. They didn't take these things seriously. And now Calvin's telling a story and people accuse him of trying to capitalize on his story. Like, if he wanted to capitalize, he would have done it then or any time in the last 45 years, almost 50 years. So instead, it's more, I believe that, you know, as he was coming on the end of his life, he felt like he needed to get this off of his chest. Now, whether or not it's true, that's up for you to decide. But I at least understand the motivations for wanting to tell the story. And again, I will reiterate, I do not think that people are coming, you know, beings are coming from another planet and taking people. Moniz and I disagree on that. But I do feel that these experiences are happening to people, whatever they may be. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back. But you never quite know where the MIBs is at.
You know, when this movie came out, I was all in on Men in Black. Now, if you don't remember, they actually started the trailers for Men in Black, which came out in the summer of 97. They started the trailers for that movie in 96 before Independence Day. So they were marketing that movie for a year. And at that point, I don't think I ever remember them marketing a movie for a year. But it was a great summer, that summer of 97. I had my black Ray-Bans, just like the Men in Black. I was driving around in my 82 Trans Am with that song blasting out of the AC Delco system. Those Delco systems, those were really good sound systems for coming stock in a lot of those cars. But I was all in. Just like you could be all in on solar, right? But you've got to have your questions answered. You're not ready to just commit now. You have a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. You wonder about what is the truth and what is just gimmick when it comes to solar. And you know, the people that come around walking through your neighborhood, knocking on your doors, they're showing up that day, they're selling you a solar system, and then they'll get it installed, and then you never hear from them again. You try to call them back. Nobody answers the phone. They don't have the dedication, the level of service, and the connection to the community like Isaacson Solar has. Isaacson Solar is based in Fall River. They've been here for years. They're not going anywhere. They are here to help you through your journey into saving money with solar. And they will give you honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions. No gimmicks, no sales pitches, no trying to talk you into something that you don't really feel comfortable with. They will answer all your questions honestly and upfront. And then if your home is a good fit for solar, they will give you a free, no obligation quote. Start the process now by visiting IsaacsonSolar.com today. IsaacsonSolar.com. It is the place to get all of your solar questions answered and to get them answered honestly. So as we're talking about these, you know, this Alien Abduction Day, I want you to just keep in mind, as I said before, the people who, yes, are there people who are mentally ill that make these claims? I'm sure. But that doesn't mean that all the people that make these claims are mentally ill. Because these experiences for a lot of people are traumatic. And I think that the trauma doesn't come necessarily, you know, I've heard all different stories. I've heard of these benevolent beings that are, you know, nice. I've heard of these beings that are actually, you know, very violent toward people. It's run the gamut. And I've even gotten deeper into it with some folks who are saying things like, you know, there's a galactic federation and all these rules that they have to follow. And then there's this species that goes rogue and there's the reptilians and there's the grays and there's this and there's that. I don't even worry about all of that. I just look at what is happening to these people and what makes it so terrifying. And it's this loss of control. Imagine if you were just laying in your bed and all of a sudden somebody came and took you and there's nothing you could do about it. And that's the way many of these abductees feel after the experience. So while it might be, you know, funny to you to make a joke about it here on Alien Abduction Day, just keep that in mind. To the people who go through this and really believe that they went through it, it is often a traumatic experience. 508-996-0500. Let me take my final break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments to wrap things up.
From above, you used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb. What if people knew that these were real?
And that's Tom DeLonge and Blink 182. And believe it or not, you actually have that guy, Tom DeLonge, of the band Blink 182, to thank for a lot of the UFO disclosure that we have going on these days, because he started with his obsession with UFOs. He started the To the Stars Academy, which is what led to a lot of this disclosure that we've had, things like the Tic Tac UFO. So we can thank Tom DeLonge of Blink 182 for bringing a lot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.